whenever you're ready.
Oh my God.
Jessica! I've never been called a fox!
Dana.
That's a classy name for a Harry.
I like it classic.
Okay.
Do you?
Welcome to the Rants and Raves podcast.
Sure.
Out with the bad and in with the good, motherfuckers.
That's right.
Jessica!
Dana, how are ya? Jinx.
Welcome to the Rants and Raves podcast. I am Dana Powell.
I'm Jessica Young.
Jessica, should we confirm what my name is?
Yes. Let's let our listeners hear it.
Hey Siri, what's my name?
You're Dana, but since we're friends, I get to call you gorgeous.
Oh, thank
Why?
You.
Okay, there are so many things happening right now. A, I've never heard any voice for Siri other than the stock voice. And two, why does he have an Australian accent?
Because I want him to.
He sounds like one of the guys from Thunder from Down Under.
Oh, great. I wanted him to sound sexy. I had him British for a while, but I'll be honest,
unreal.
The British accent sounded older.
And too, like, stentorian, maybe?
Maybe, but I definitely wanted him to call me gorgeous, and sometimes I get real mad, because if I'll say, what's my name, or if I'm asking him a question he's mm-hmm. answering, he's like, well, blah, 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 and I'm like, you're supposed to call me gorgeous. I put that, I told you to. Or
you
he'll
guys
say,
fight?
I did get in a fight with Siri one time. The woman, and that's why I changed it.
You just banished her from the kingdom.
Yes.
Can you rename?
Myself?
No, your phone lover, your voice.
Oh, can I name him something other than Siri?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
It's very,
what
I don't
would
know.
I name him? Ozzy Jack?
Paul Hogan, a.k.a. Crocodile Dundee.
Oh, I love Jessica. Did you just say Crocodile Dundee with an accent?
With a slight accent.
Do it again.
Paul Hogan, Crocodile Dundee.
Stop.
Let me tell you people something. That movie holds up.
It's good.
They've been playing it a lot on, like, you know, cable, like on networks that are showing old movies.
Yeah.
That movie really holds up. I'm serious.
Well, you know my writing partner, Paul Emerson,
yeah.
One of his first jobs when he moved out here, like he was this all-American, big-eyed, mm-hmm. curly-haired boy, right? So he started working immediately. I'm so jealous, can you tell? And his first job was for Saturn, the car.
Yeah.
And it was with Paul Hogan.
Oh, I would have fainted.
Can you even imagine his
first
job?
He makes me weak in the knees. No, I can't. I wouldn't
mean,
have been able to work.
At this point, he's 127, right?
I don't think so.
Because he was like 92 when those movies were popular.
I'm going to do a comparison of him as Dundee and him now, and then we'll see where
it goes. We
have
to write a series for him. Do you know what a major comeback that would be? People want it.
Yeah.
People would want it.
Remember when he uses a bidet for the first time when he gets brought to New York and stays at like the Waldorf and he can't figure out what it is, and
yes.
then he yells out the window, I got it, it's for washing your backside.
Yes. I do. Are there any more scenes you'd like to act out for us?
Oh God, there's so many. That's not a knife. That's
a
knife. When he pulls out like a backwoods machete on
yes.
the gangsters of the street.
Yes.
Oh God, it's so good.
And he has his own taxi driver that takes him places.
Yes.
And yeah.
Oh my God, one more favorite thing. I'm sorry, you opened this Pandora's box with
okay.
your Aussie phone guy.
Uh-huh.
The scene where somebody is snorting cocaine at a party and he thinks they're trying to clear up the sinuses.
Uh-huh.
And he takes it and he dumps the coke into a pot of boiling water and then puts the person's head down and puts a towel over it to get them to breathe in the steam. He goes, clear you right up.
You're so intense right now. You're so intense. It's like Crocodile Dundee changed your life.
Paul Hogan, I love you, and I would do anything for an autographed picture of you. I'm just throwing that out there.
Wait, hey Siri, how old is Paul Hogan?
Paul Hogan is 79.
What?
Are you sure? Wait, are you sure?
Sure, I'm sure.
Oh, you got annoyed with me.
Yeah, jeez.
Oh, well, that brought the mood down. Thanks a lot.
I need you to find out if you can name him something other than Siri.
Should I ask him?
I don't know what an Australian name would be. I guess it would be like any other name
of
English descent.
Hey, Siri, what are some male Australian names? Oh, he doesn't know. He just said, you were saying? And he didn't even say it.
Man.
Siri, what are some male Australian surnames? Surnames?
Here's what I found on the web for some male Australian surname, Cerny.
Oh, just Cerny is a name. Well, we'll cut all this out.
He's very disappointing.
Yeah. Yeah, literally, I'm going to cut all this out. Well, guys, we got off to a real big start there. I just want to tell you real quick how you can get a hold of us, because we really want to know what voice your Siri is. What did you make Siri call you? We want to know what bugs you, what you love. Send us your local hometown hero stories, your things that bug you in the grocery store, whatever you want. You can reach us at Instagram at the Rants and Raves Podcast. You can find us on Facebook, the Rants and Raves Podcast. They have a page there. You can reach us on our website, therantsandravespodcast.com. Email therantsandravespodcast@gmail.com. Please rate, review, tell your friends about us. Give us some stars. Write something nice. Try not to be mean. I mean, there's just no reason. We're just trying to spread happiness, right?
If you don't like it, you can let us know.
Okay. Well, you can
but
let
there's
Jessica
no need to be
know.
A maniac about it.
You can just make sure the subject line is, "This is for Jessica." And then you can tweet me at @raves_the all the good stuff.
She's on Twitter all day, every day.
I can't stand it. I haven't checked my Twitter in months.
Well, I'd like to see how many notifications you have. I'm sure it's in the thousands.
Probably because it tells me what everybody's doing all the time. That's one of the things that drives me crazy about it. I just want to be able to peruse if I want, but I don't need notifications about everything.
True, but I can guarantee that for a lot of the things that you do in acting, I bet people have maybe tweeted at you.
Oh.
And so you could have retweeted that to let the world of Twitter know when an episode's coming out or about your show at the Groundlings recently. I mean, I know I saw that on other social media, but maybe you missed that audience on Twitter, Dana, and that's something you should really think about.
Okay.
I tweet and retweet maybe 2 or 3 times a year.
I
think I've gotten one like.
I mean, especially doing this, like for a platform like this, we probably ought to be better about it.
It's true.
Maybe. I don't know. Whatevs, guys.
I think it's good for one-liners, for zingers. That's why like a lot of comedians use it.
Yeah, practice their stand-up.
Right.
Right?
Totally.
All right, Jessica, should we get into our rants for the week?
Let's rant it up.
I'm excited because you have one that I can't... I've got to hear why this bugs you.
Okay. I need to talk about hypnosis.
Okay.
And I need to know honestly, and I would love people to write into us and let us know. This is a legit question. If it has worked for you, how did it work? And please explain to me how it was possible. Because I have tried to go under a couple of times.
You have? You've legitimately tried?
I've tried. And I'm not kidding. I even was very skeptical. And then somebody had told me at one point, if you don't like open your... And that goes for life, right? We have to open ourselves. Like if you are not open to it, it's not going to work.
It seems like you were making fun about being... About being open seems contrary to what the message
was. I resist it so much. And then yet I find when I do open up my cold heart, things start to come in. I'm a skeptic about many things, admittedly so.
Yeah. What were you seeking hypnosis for, if you don't mind?
To be honest, I really don't even remember what it was specifically at the time. I mean, you name it. Smoking, insomnia, eating better, whatever it was. There was like a million things that I wanted help with. And I tried to go under and it didn't work. But then the first acting job that I ever had in LA, all I know is like big, you know, famous, blah, blah, blah. I don't even remember what they called them. They didn't say hypnotist. We're looking for people with strong improv skills. I'm like, oh my God, this is perfect. Great. Submitted. Got called in for it. This was a guy who was supposedly a world famous hypnotist. We learned this when we got to set. And they pulled the actors, and I'm saying that with my hands quoting, because as far as the man that they were featuring, the hypnotist, he was not to know that we were actors.
Wait a minute.
And it was very odd. And finally, I'm like, I'm sorry, am I missing something? I thought this, like, everything I read in the forms we had to fill out was that this was real and to please take it seriously and not to be worried. There's people, and I'm like, so are we here to pretend? And they said, well, he's tried to put a lot of people under while we've been filming this, and it hasn't been working. So we need you guys to pretend that you are hypnotized. Okay, I had to pretend that I was the recipient of a giant check from Ed McMahon being presented to me, not by Ed McMahon, but just a random. But I had to pretend that I thought this person was Ed McMahon, and they brought out one of those big checks.
Uh-huh.
I also had to stand on Venice Beach on a very small embankment, if you will. It was like a curb, like a triangle curb, kind of in the middle of the sidewalks there. And we had to pretend that we were sequestered there and on the top of a freezing mountain in the Himalayas on the Amazing Race.
What?
Yes. I got paid $100 for it. So did everyone. We got $100 for the day. That was big non-union money.
Uh-huh.
Back in the day, right? I cannot explain to you. I was so annoyed. And then as the day went on, I was just laughing. I'm like, you know, I just got to go with it. Whatever. When this
did
is over.
Did this man believe you guys?
I guess.
Wow.
But here's the real kicker. I thought, what the hell do I care? No one's ever going to see this.
Oh, no.
This isn't going anywhere. Well, folks, you know,
where
when
can I find it?
Well, if you watch the TV Guide channel in the middle of the night, it will be there. So it was one of those things. Myself and the other actors, we never saw it. They told us they were going to give us copy. They
of
didn't.
Of course not.
We thought, oh, it's going to be on a specific show that will come out. They're filming a whole season. Nope. This is like those blurbs in the corner for the TV Guide channel where, like, you know, a small portion of the screen. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, kind of.
It's like kind of a fake show. Not fake. They're really filming a show, but that's what it was on.
Wow.
And for several years, I would randomly get calls or emails from people I haven't seen literally in 10 to 20 years. Like, I was up working late. I was sitting at my computer. I had the TV on in the background and I heard this laugh and I'm like, holy shit, that's Jessica Young. And I turn around and by God, there you are getting hypnotized and acting like a chicken.
Oh my God. How many years ago was this and acting like a chicken?
I mean, 15 or 16 years ago.
And does it still play?
I don't know, but it for years.
Listen, public service announcement. I don't care if you're in this industry or not. If someone is videoing you, don't say to yourself, no one will ever see this, because everything comes out.
Yep.
Jessica and I, did we talk about this on the show where I talked about this one picture of myself that I hate?
I don't think that you did.
Anytime you Google me, it's the first thing that comes up. And people grab it and use it for everything. And it couldn't be a more disgusting picture of me. It was like 150. We were together.
Mm-hmm. We were.
150 degrees. I was sweating outside. And this photographer, who was so nice, was like, can you just please come in and do it? And I was like, yeah, sure. Thinking the same thing. No one's ever going to see these. Maybe I'll get a cute one. Mm-hmm. It is used in so many things announcing me. I just sent you a picture the other day that
you
said
did.
See, I told you, someone made a Modern Family tree
and that was the picture they picked of me. I also wish, because I don't like to blow smoke up anyone's butt, but I would love to poo-poo it and tell you you're exaggerating.
Oh,
or
no,
you're crazy.
It's terrible.
It's so weird, and there's a million other great pictures of you in the world of Google on any
it's
site
such
you're
a
featured
fisheye,
on.
Fisheye from the elbow perspective of my face.
It's real bad.
It's not
real
good.
Bad. The one
How
of
do I
me.
Remove it? It's everywhere.
Well, I had to untag the one of me from that series because I legit look like Aileen Wuornos from Monster. Yeah.
And also you said from Monster. No, that was a movie made about Aileen Wuornos' life.
But I don't know that everyone's going to know Aileen Wuornos. I have some pretty obscure references, admittedly. So, or they're not obscure to me. And then people are like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what tabbouleh is. Yeah.
Damn it, I forgot to bring you tabbouleh.
I don't want it. Please keep forgetting.
Will you eat stuffed grape leaves?
Nope, sure won't. That's what do you stuff in those
rice
with? What is the point? Why do I need to wrap it in grape leaves?
Because it's like soaked in olive oil.
Nah.
What were you going to say I posted?
Oh my God. Wait, I don't remember what I was going to say because I can't remember anything. And also, I can't stop thinking about that hideous picture of me that everyone finds. Like, honestly, Jessica, I know I had a rant a few weeks ago about selfies, but that's one of the reasons I take them because I'm like,
yes.
I want people to see what I look like, not that picture that was taken in 2 seconds on a hot summer day when it was 115 degrees and I just quickly on my way to teach a class was like, okay, sure.
That actually happens a lot, I feel like, and I always wonder, why didn't you just reach out to the person
and ask? Here's 3 photos. Which one do you like?
Yeah, like when we have a special guest for our improv show, never have I pulled their head. Even if I know someone has a brand new shot or something that they use on their website or whatever, I always say, and by the way, please send me a picture you would like you us would to like use. To promote our event.
You did that for me and I appreciated it very much.
Well, also, when I do people's show as a guest in improv, I see a poster, I'm like, oh, there we go. Or it's a picture of me that's ancient or some horrifying, obscure picture that is buried so deep in the depths of my Facebook photos.
How do they find that stuff?
And I'm like, of all the pictures, that's what you came up with.
Well,
great.
You know, in May, I'm going back to my hometown to be a guest at this thing called VisionCon, which is like, you know, like Comic-Con kind of thing. And I don't think anybody's going to want to meet me, but...
I think you're nuts.
But in my hometown, they're like, okay, we've heard about you, Dana. It's fine.
They're going to freak out.
I don't know.
You need to bring a bodyguard and I would be happy to do it.
You're hilarious. It would just be you and me sitting at a table and you trying to feed me things that I don't want to eat. But they like sent this announcement to me.
Did they use that picture? No, they
across
didn't.
Across an entire banner.
Oh, dear God,
and
no,
I
they didn't.
Said, I wrote back and I said, I am so sorry. I don't want to be a diva. Usually I'm not. I really usually don't care. This picture drives me to outer space crazy.
So glad that you did. And you're right.
I hate it so much.
And for a big event like that.
Yes, because they're promoting it.
And you're going to downplay it, but that's not like, it's not like the
There's
movie The Wrestler
going.
Where 10 people are going to show up. There's going to be hundreds, if not thousands.
They said there's going to be like 5,000 people there.
I'm really glad that you did that. And let me tell you something. If they're not providing it, you need to go and get professional hair and makeup done so that everything that's printed in the paper afterwards.
Oh my God, I didn't even think about that.
Yes.
But I don't have a hair and makeup person there.
We're going to have to find you one.
Maybe. Well, they told me they want me to. I am choking so hard right now. I'm at vomit. I'm literally crying.
No, that's what happens if I choke. And then I start sneezing. Oh, no.
I'm so sorry. You know, can we just take a break? I am going to leave this in the show. I am choking right now. And it's making me cry.
And like one single beautiful tear, like the never-ending story just rolled down her cheek.
Sometimes what happens to me when I choke is I have a very traumatic memory of, do you know Bridget Kloss, our friend Bridget?
Of course.
So we were walking one day up at Runyon. Mm-hmm. No, at, not
Fryman.
Runyon, Fryman. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's all kinds of dogs and stuff that go, and I love it. It's
and
beautiful.
And mountain lions.
Okay.
I mean, saw one. Go on.
You did?
Yes, go on.
God. So we were walking one day, and it was pretty warm out, and there were a lot of flies. And the kind of flies you
the
see
gnats
on
that
a,
swarm.
There are gnats, yeah. But the kind of flies that you see when you're hiking are usually dog poop flies is what I call them.
Yeah.
They've been eating dog poop and they're huge. And I opened my mouth to say something to her and a dog poop fly bounced off the uvula. What's that thing in the back?
Uvula?
My uvula bounced off of it and it made me inhale because that's shocking.
And you swallowed it.
And I swallowed a poop fly.
Oh.
Which instantly made me start gagging because I was like, I just ate flying poop. And so then just now when I started choking, I get flashbacks of that poop fly, and then it makes me gag.
You need to start hiking with syrup of Epicac so you can induce vomiting when needed.
What is wrong with you? Honestly, that's the craziest advice I've ever heard. I thought you were going to be like, you need to get hypnotized to erase that memory, but I forgot you hate it.
I have to be honest. I know that's horrifying. I would rather swallow the bug because I'm thinking, well, the minute it hits my stomach, it's going to get dissolved in all that acid. I always manage to snort them up my nose.
What?
Not on purpose, but like they'll fly up and I'm like, and I'm trying to push it one nostril, blow it out the other. And
no.
Like, I don't think I've ever seen one come out.
No.
So then I'm convinced that it's like burrowing up and it's going to be like an earwig or something.
How many times
my brain.
Do you see videos like that? I can't. I went through
I won't
phase.
Watch them. I know you like to watch pimple popping while you eat cashew chicken.
I also watch autopsy shows while I eat. But no. I can't do, you know what I had to call a no moron is
what?
Bot fly videos.
Ew. Yes. No. Absolutely not. Nope. Ugh, God.
Anyway, we were talking about being beautiful on hair and makeup. Before I almost died.
St. Louis, Branson, one of the entertainment capitals of this great nation. Doesn't somebody have a hair and makeup person that can
Don't
do this
have
lovely
somebody
lady?
That can come and do me for cheaps because I'm poor.
I'm certain of it. Or Kansas City.
Nobody wants to drive 4 hours to do Dana Powell's hair and makeup.
I'm pretty sure they do.
Well, maybe you do. Can you drive?
I'll fly to Kansas City, eat some barbecue,
drive.
Go to one of my favorite microbrews, and then drive.
What's your
on
favorite microbrew?
Boulevard.
I don't know it.
Oh, man. They are top
City?
Notch. Yes. Hmm. And I've yet to try something they've put out that is not good.
Wow. Sounds like a challenge.
It's anybody in the area, and you don't have to be in the area. They sell, I mean, at least at like some of the specialty liquor stores here, they carry Boulevard. Big props to Boulevard. Ooh,
really?
I'm going to link to them. Yeah, they're absolutely fantastic.
Well, if you're going to shout out food you love from that area, I'm going to go ahead and go with Mexican Villa. You can buy their sweet taco sauce online.
Sweet taco sauce.
Yeah. Oh, it's
what
good.
Does that mean?
It's sweet. It's, I don't know how to explain it. It's very Springfield.
It's like picante with sugar. I mean,
no,
what does that mean?
It's very watery. I don't know. I'm not making it sound good. I don't do
Is it
sexy
called
food.
Sweet or you call it sweet
No, it's
sauce.
Called sweet sauce.
Oh, God. It sounds like something to dip a chicken nugget into.
I mean, that's maybe.
I love that sweet and sour sauce from McDonald's.
Oh, it's not the same thing.
All right. Taco Villa or Mexican Villa?
What's wrong with you? Mexican Villa. My friend in college, his dad used to call it Mexican Bills because he didn't have very good eyesight. And when they were driving up on it, he always thought it said Mexican Bills.
Oh.
Which doesn't make a lot of sense.
It does
okay.
not.
We should do our cleansing breath. We'll let people do it on their own. You and I should do it quickly. Is that right?
But what about your rant?
Oh, I didn't bring a rant.
No.
No.
Okay.
Oh, man, that felt good to get all that out.
It did.
Feels good to, like, make my phone tell me I'm beautiful.
Hey, somebody's got to do it.
Feels good to be like, don't post that picture of me. I'll tell you what to post of me. I just sound like a giant asshole.
As long as I never walk in here and see a real doll peeking out of your closet, we're cool.
What if it looks like me?
Then I'll, you know what? That's another question entirely.
I saw this thing. What was I watching this week that was like a doppelganger kind of thing? Oh my God. I'll talk about it later. This is a sneak peek, but it was, would you date yourself?
Ew.
I kind of like me.
I don't mean ooh to you. I mean ooh about thinking about that question.
I don't think you're ooh.
But you know what? That's an interesting thing to
it
think
is
about.
Because I think I'm a really good friend and yeah. I'm there for people and I'll give you the shirt off my back. I'd love me.
You're fun. You're attractive. You're intelligent.
Please don't ask me out.
I'm like testing a new voice for your Siri.
Oh, okay.
I don't have an accent, but I am a male voice.
Okay, we're going to move into a corner. This is a new corner for us, but I feel like even just in our opening, it was meant to be. This corner is called Jessica!
The horrors that you see.
I don't even have a song for it. What would your theme song be, Jessica?
Oh, man. I don't know.
Probably something from Jared Leto, Mars
Band. Oh, my God. 30 Seconds to Mars.
I know how much you love them.
Again, you can leave your own house now.
Okay, I'm making Jessica tell this story because it made me laugh so hard. Sometimes we like to give you, whether you want it or not,
mm-hmm.
just a sneak peek into who we are as people, mm-hmm. right? This happened at my house last week when we were recording. And she owned up to it and told me, go ahead, Jessica. Yep.
Okay, I can't believe with what happened that I can't remember what sparked this. But Dana was saying something. It really tickled me. I was laughing really hard. She coughed or sneezed, then I coughed or sneezed. And as I did it, I felt like, I'm not pregnant, P.S., but I felt like my water broke. And I was like, oh God. And we were in the middle of recording. And again, as if we couldn't pause it.
Always we can pause.
But in my mind's eye, even though no one is watching me except Dana, I felt like I was on set or something. Like, I couldn't dare. You don't ever tell someone to cut. You wait for the director to cut. Well, we don't have a director.
No,
folks.
No.
So there was no one that I could give the eyes or a umpire signal to cut that. So all of a sudden, I like slid like Floyd Collins, the old mine spelunker.
How do you know Floyd Collins?
Oh, that's a story for another time. I'm obsessed. I've seen the show twice.
I've listened to a full podcast about him.
What?
Yes.
I look at my face.
On another show about Floyd Collins. We had an episode called Floyd Collins and something else. That's such a very not well-known story, I think.
About the man who discovered that the Mammoth Cave system in Kentucky all connected. And the day that he discovered it, he was trying to go back up.
Got trapped.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's actually a very sad story.
No more plowing a hard scrabble field.
I don't know what's happening.
Balloons, postcards.
Did you write a Floyd Collins musical?
Great Sand Cave Lanterns. It is a musical. It was off Broadway in New York.
Floyd Collins?
I saw it at the West Coast Ensemble on La Brea.
What is wrong with you?
And then I drove to the La Mirada Performing Arts Center to see that it was reprised by the same director.
Get your hands off your hips. Stop shaking your head at me. Your eyeballs are going to dry out if you don't blink.
Oh my God, you all better strap yourselves in because there's going to be a lot of posts when this episode is released about Floyd Collins and educating you. My eyes are still bugging out. I can feel it.
I did not know who wrote a musical about Floyd Collins.
I'm going to buy and send you the soundtrack.
Oh, please do.
It's actually heartbreaking.
Well, yeah, it's such a sad story. His brother kept trying to help him. Like, yeah, it's awful.
You guys need to look up Floyd Collins, spelunker, cave diver.
Yeah.
Kentucky was the biggest story in the nation in 22, sometime during the 20s.
I think it was the 20s.
As usual, my diatribe of my obscure reference. But he was a very tall, thin man. So I like tried to bend my body and somehow lose 200 pounds and sit on the corner of Dana's suede covered dining chair, people. This is not like a black or navy canvas that you're going to kind of hope nothing happened. And I sat like that, literally with my tailbone just like pressed against the chair in a perma squat, like somebody who does CrossFit, never done it, would have done, because I thought that I pissed myself. And all I thought was, I'm already accepting the fact that I pissed my pants, but I think I just pissed all over her chair that I'm sitting in. And I waited until we got the clearance that she had stopped recording, and I ran like the wind to her bathroom shrieking, I think I just pissed myself and I hope I didn't piss on your chair. And she asked me why I didn't tell her, and I was too mortified.
Stop. We just say I need to pee. I mean, honestly, you pee about 7 times every time you come over anyway. It wouldn't have been a
shock. I drink a lot of coffee and I drink a lot of water.
Yeah.
I know. That's why I went to the bathroom before we recorded.
Honestly, I probably would have thought that my evil cat cutter did it. You probably could have gotten away with it.
Well, you know what? I've already disclosed that I have a lot of memories of the 90s. People, we're getting older, okay? And I never wanted to admit this, but there have been some times now where if I've sneezed really hard or coughed really hard, I'm like, oh, there we go. Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. I'm not ready for that.
They make those panties.
I know.
Stop getting mad. They make them fancy now.
Panties.
Yeah, they're not just diapers. They're not the Depends of the olden year, of days of yore. They are liquid soaking panties.
Oh my God. Like those videos where they used to pour a pitcher of iced tea into a Depend to show you how much it could hold.
Iced tea? I thought they used blue liquid so nobody had to think of fluids.
Maybe I'm confusing it with an SNL sketch. Like, oops, I crapped my pants.
Oh God.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't think so.
Oh my God. I'm not ready for adult diapers, okay?
Okay.
I'm not.
Nobody's forcing you.
I'm just...
Just please don't pee on my dining room chair.
Well, my friend made fun of me. She's an RN, and she's in school to become a physician's assistant. Mm-hmm. And I told her when that happened, I was like, I was so mortified. And she knows you. I'm like, I'm so mortified. And I thought I peed all over her seat. And I said, I guess I haven't... I just kind of forgot about doing Kegel exercises. Oh, yeah.
I had to do those after I had a baby.
I thought she was going to slap me across the face. She's like, okay, well, that's not the same muscle and it's not coming out of the same place. So you can squeeze away.
Oh.
That is not going to help you with that.
Oh my God. I thought that would help.
I did
don't
too.
Don't they tell us that Kegels help with peepees?
I don't know. Apparently
because it strengthens
not.
Your muscles. Well, what the heck are we doing it for?
I don't know.
We got to figure it out. Somebody tell us. I'm real mad right now.
I'm going to start bringing a towel to sit on when I come
no.
to your house.
Okay. Well, there's no way for us to transition into this, which I think we're just realizing we're just crazy.
We are crazy.
But we do have a structure. Like, I write down what I'm supposed to say all the time.
We're crazy with a cause.
Oh, I like that. I wish we had patches.
Maybe
crazy
we will.
Crazy with a cause. Mm-hmm. That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's really nice. Well, I want to talk about...
I'm here all night, folks.
Oh God, it's only noon. I'm so nervous. So here's a transition.
Okay.
Ooh, how's that?
Oh, I'm scared.
So recently we brought up for a moment, so you mentioned Salem.
Mm-hmm.
And I said I'd never been there. So anybody that knows me knows I'm super into ghosty shit.
Yes.
I love it so much, right? So this past week, I had a friend from college pass away.
Oh.
And it was unexpected and we were all right. very sad. And so a bunch of us that live out here in LA met up to kind of toast his life and share experiences
so nice.
And stuff like that. So I was talking to this girlfriend of mine, Carrie, and she was saying I always manage to fit ghosts into a conversation. I don't know why. But we were talking about another girl we went to college with. Her name is Dawn McLean. She's a radio personality in Minneapolis on, I wrote it down, 107.1 My Talk. And but also something that she does in her off time is she is in a paranormal investigation group.
Oh, wow.
And so they've traveled and she does the audio stuff because she has, you know,
yeah.
radio experience. And so anyway, she was on one of her co-hosts on the radio has a morning talk show, morning news show. So she was on
In Minneapolis.
And they shared some videos and it's kind of a long video. Maybe we can post a link or something. I'll try and figure out how we can share it.
Mm-hmm.
But they have figured out a way to use, you know, those games where it watches you to see how you're dancing.
Yes.
So it can sense your body movements. Mm-hmm. I don't know
like
why.
Like mocap.
That's what it's called.
Okay.
That's what she said.
Oh.
Yeah, mocap.
Motion capture.
Thank you.
P.S. I'm not that smart. I only know about that because a friend of ours did mocap as a dancing bear for an animated film.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
What film?
I can't believe I don't remember what it was called.
Well, that was a good sidebar.
It was the bear is voiced by Rob Schneider. Huh. Mocap by Nick Armstrong.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, they've managed to use this technology for ghosts, for paranormal.
What?
And so I don't know. It makes it look like, I'm going to send you the video. It makes it look like stick figures, right?
Crazy.
So you see little knobs, little round balls where the hands would be and the joints and the legs and
That's
stuff like that, right?
Crazy.
So they used this technology in one of those asylums down south that everybody goes to.
Oh, God.
They caught video of a stick figure person hanging from a doorway, kicking and thrashing about, grabbing its neck and trying to reach towards. And there's video of it. Is that insane?
I think it's insane.
And
but again, I'm such a scaredy pants, unlike you.
Well, the thing about it is the story in that particular hallway is that a nurse committed to it, like hung herself in the hallway there.
My God.
Very like I see dead people kind
right.
of stuff. But with this mocap. they were able to catch a video of it. I don't know why I'm so mad at you for knowing things.
That is hilarious. And I do want to see that because I do like watching paranormal shows. Sometimes I get a little scared, but not scared like I do with horror movies that could never happen. Like,
right.
People always say that to me. They're like, so you're scared of Freddy Krueger, which is not real, mm-hmm. but you watch something like Misery, which could actually happen, and you're okay with that movie and you like it.
There is a difference.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think that is fascinating that they were able to do something like that, and a lot better than the ghost tours I've been on where the guide is like trying to show you an orb of light, which is clearly someone's phone flash bouncing off of a
dust particle.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, there's an orb. Yep. Well, half my pictures look like that when I'm drunk and trying to take them late at night. So,
right.
Okay.
And then everybody puts them on Google and then I have to complain. No.
I like messing with people when we go, like, there's a place, God, I want to go there with you. The Whaley House in San Diego.
Oh, what is that?
If your friend ever comes out here, I mean, I will beg to tag along, but you need to go with her to San Diego.
Not the Winchester, which is in San Francisco.
I want to go to that,
me
too.
Me too, yes.
It's like outside of San Francisco. I feel like it's near Lodi or something. Okay, the Whaley House is in the top haunted places, I think maybe in the world, but definitely in the U.S. It is in Old Town, which is a little section of like the very old settle. Love it. I've been a billion times.
Yeah.
It's always great. So Old Town is filled with museums, and one of them is the Whaley House. It's the original structure.
That's why it sounds familiar to me. I think we've seen it
when I've been in
Old Town, but we didn't go in.
You have to. It's amazing. You can go in at daytime or night. It's a little creepy at night, but I think that's psychologically just telling yourself that.
Mm-hmm.
But I went on a ghost tour there with mm-hmm. Alan, and it started at like 11 o'clock at night. And the guy had me hold, I call it the flex capacitor. Someone needs to correct me. That's
the FLIR.
The e-meter. The thing that senses things in the air, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So I randomly got picked and the guy had me hold it up and he's like, his name is Jonathan. Do you want to talk to him? So I was kind of rolling my eyes. I'm like, all right, we'll go. And I'm like, Jonathan, are you here? Jonathan, can you hear me? And I keep doing it and I'm kind of half-assed. All of a sudden that thing starts buzzing like crazy. Well, if you heard how the people on the tour screamed, and I just laughed because I thought it was hysterical that people were that scared because I wasn't really a believer. I do believe in ghosts. And I will tell you, I love messing with people at the Whaley House. Like when you walk by and there's the creepy Victorian dolls.
Yeah.
And I'll say like, hey, that doll just winked at me. And it gets people every time. Like,
what?
They believe me. Yes. I just like messing with people.
I would never believe you if you said a doll just winked at me.
Well, I wish you would.
And then I would be like, Jessica, you're ruining this for me.
You have to go in there. There were several deaths there. There was a whole family that lived there. Also, we would happily take the house, but for those times, it was considered a mansion, right?
Yeah.
They had the courtroom for San Diego was in the bottom floor. I mean, a legit courtroom.
Wow.
A general store, just like Nellie Olson's dad.
I feel like I've been in the general store there.
So you may have just walked in the bottom, but upstairs is all the bedrooms and a theater.
Oh, creepy.
That is the creepiest part, but of course, I'm the most fascinated by it. There is a legit theater in the upstairs of their home where people in the community could come and see all kinds of, I almost said vaudevillian and minstrel shows. I don't know that that's appropriate to the time period.
I don't know.
But it's really
But I'm sure
cool.
It was like community type things or traveling shows or something. Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Wow. Well, I'm going to send you that video of the weird mocap stuff. It's really creepy. I think there's things we can't explain sometimes.
No, but that is so cool that they found a way to.
Yes. And I love that she's super busy. She's got, a grown kid and she's on the radio and she's always doing all these events and stuff. But that's like her.
This is like it's her passion. Yeah.
Yes.
Like this is something she's doing.
She really loves.
For fun and because she has such an interest in it. I love that.
Yeah. And she's definitely like experienced some crazy things. But
of course,
for all the crazy things you experience, I'm sure they also sit there for 22 hours and nothing happens.
Yes, or somebody farts and they're like,
it's like fishing.
I heard something.
I'm not patient enough to sit and wait.
I know.
Yeah.
Me neither.
I need that ghost to show up when I want.
If I'm gonna fish, I'm gonna go to a trout farm with a stocked lake, so I'm guaranteed to hook one.
I used to fish when I was a kid, and now I feel guilty about it.
Really?
Yeah, you can't tell me it doesn't hurt when a hook goes in a fish.
I mean,
you can tell me, but I don't think I believe you. Okay, should we move on to our raves portion of the show? So this week I wanted to bring this. I hope it's not boring. Is that a thing I need to worry about?
No.
Okay.
To each his own.
Well, this is called the Legal Aid Foundation of Los Angeles, and I think that they have them in other states too. So please, if your state has an organization like this and you want to shout it out and let people know, then send it in to us. They have 5 offices. What I love about them is that they help with domestic violence cases.
Yeah.
You know, there are so many times I have someone in my family who was a victim of domestic abuse, and that person just got away with it because she can't afford to pursue him, and they can't find him. And it's like, well, nobody wants to help. You know what I mean?
Right.
So the Legal Aid Foundation of Los Angeles is a nonprofit law firm that protects and advances the rights of the most underserved, right?
Mm-hmm.
Leveling the playing field and ensuring that everyone can have access to the justice system, which I think is really, really important. A lot of people can't afford that kind of service. So an overview of what they do evict defense, right, for families. They do economic stability, assisting vulnerable populations and getting benefits to full basic needs, which is really lovely. They do housing in communities, working towards systems, changing litigation and policy and education aimed at creating and presenting affordable housing and home ownership opportunities, which I think is lovely. Supporting families by helping survivors of domestic violence or sexual assault, secures the return of concealed and abducted children. I mean, there's all kinds of... There's a Veterans Justice Center so that they can obtain life-sustaining income, health, housing benefits, and so that veterans can thrive. I think a lot of times veterans fall through the cracks, even though there are places for them. And I can't imagine what they go through.
Right.
You know, Asian and Pacific Islander community outreach projects, self-help legal access centers, so you can go learn how to help yourself.
That's amazing.
And then specifically domestic violence clinics. So anyway, we'll put a link to that. And obviously it's Los Angeles specific, but I think that most states have some sort of organization or community that does help like that. And I know it's hard for people to reach out when they need help, especially in like the Midwest or the South.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to admit when we need help. We don't want to be considered welfare, you know, and there's nothing wrong with needing help.
I just feel
like I always need to remind people of that. There are things that happen to us that we just don't have control over.
Yep.
Or maybe sometimes we do and we just made some mistakes.
Sure.
You are allowed to ask for help. It's okay to dig yourself out of a bad circumstance.
Absolutely.
And to ask for help doing it.
Yep.
So I just want to encourage people. If you have, you know, a lot of people aren't receiving child support, things like that, and they don't want to cause problems or make waves and they can't afford legal, just look into it. See what you can do to help yourself out. See what you can do to get help.
Totally.
There's no shame in asking for help.
There's not. And this brings up an interesting point since you're saying this. I notice a lot of times when I'm seeing something advertised, not in a big way, but like you see a flyer somewhere, maybe it's in a small business or wherever, and I think, this is a really cool program or something that's offering services. How would somebody know about
this? How would they know?
Like, I hate to say it, but a lot of suicide lines and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now I will say with that, I at least have seen some billboards and more kind of mainstream advertising of that.
Sure.
But there are so many things that are offered to people that most people, I think, how would they know?
They have no idea.
Or if they
especially
are homeless
for, like,
or they're on the
parents.
Run. Any, yes.
Yeah.
How would they know? Oh my God, such and such house or whatever it's called offers all kinds of services.
It's unbelievable what kind of things you can get. You know, there are programs that offer therapy for children and their parents when they can't afford it, which I am a big proponent.
Major.
Maybe a pusher of. Of seeking counseling and therapy.
Yeah.
If for no other reason than that person is there to only listen to you.
Yes.
And you're set. Like, my therapist constantly is kind of having to redirect me and say, okay, that's interesting. I love that you're talking about that. Let's bring it back to you. Because I'll be like, she said this and did that and did, you know.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's important, I think, to have that. It makes you feel heard.
Totally.
I just think it's really helpful in a lot of ways.
I agree.
And that's, I think, probably where I learned it's okay to ask for help.
Yes.
There's no shame.
And like you said, sometimes it's embarrassment or people just think, oh, well, I can't afford XYZ, whatever mm-hmm. it is. Mm-hmm. And sometimes there's a way.
Sometimes there's a way. You just have to look for it. You just have to hear about it. You just mm-hmm. have to find it. And we would like to be a platform for things like that.
And people sometimes also don't realize their rights. Like your actual rights as a human or in specific situations.
Especially with evictions and things like that. I love that they have that on the list of family housing and stuff, because I don't ever, especially in a big city, mm-hmm. renting, like there, some places you have rent control, some places you don't, you never know what your rights are, you know? Anyway, exactly. I just thought it was a good thing to shout out for this week and let people know if you need counseling, if you need legal help, if you need anything, mm-hmm. there's probably a program for it. And if you are someone out there that works for one of these programs, hit us up.
Please
do. We are happy to share this stuff. We want people to know.
Yes, indeed.
What's your
rave? To continue on this rave.
What's your rave for the week, Jessica?
I'm going to rave about Girl Scouts and specifically their cookies. they're so
good. I'm like,
good.
People need legal services and they have it and you're like, I like cookies. I'm so shocked that this wasn't the other way around.
I know. Well, I have a lot not specifically about the legal, but on that subject and with domestic violence and resources and all that, which I'll definitely be bringing up again in an episode. Some very specific things regarding that and resources for women, because I've worked with some people in that area for many years now, with the police and with advocates and things like that. So I'm just going to turn it onto a happy note with cute little Girl Scouts.
I do love the Girl Scouts.
Did you buy any from anybody this year?
No, we're trying to eat healthier. Yeah. And usually Dan Tipton's the one that buys them and he's trying to be more healthy. Mm-hmm. So he's usually the one that sneak buys Thin Mints and puts them in the freezer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it hasn't happened this year.
Oh.
And I love a good Thin Mint, but I also love a Samoa. And everyone's doing the Jason Momoa cookie.
Oh, God,
cookie.
That's so hot. Yes, yes,
yeah.
yes.
But I'm telling you, listen, little Girl Scout, I don't want to be rude, but you didn't come up with the...
No.
Your mama did.
Okay. Yeah. Unless you learned Photoshop in kindergarten. Okay. I'm a tag-alongs girl.
Oh, I like a tag-along.
I mean,
for sure.
You like them. There's no other. I hate coconut, so I don't like the Samoas. I know they're probably the number one seller.
But you don't like a Thin Mint? No, the Thin Mint is the number one seller. I'm pretty sure.
I like a Thin Mint, but tag-alongs, that is something where I could take the whole box down without thinking about it.
You know what
I would
do? A waste of consumption? A trefoil.
Ew, it's just like a shortbread.
Just a shortbread.
The silhouette of the logo.
Yes, I don't want that. If I want it, I'm going to buy it in a tin that I can use as a sewing kit later.
What about the... Don't worry, I didn't pee. Have you seen the new one, Savannah Smiles?
No.
It's like a lemon cookie, like a tea cake. Not my bag.
I don't have time for it.
No, I'm all about the tagalongs. And let me tell you something. I, last year, bought them from multiple people in LA who have kids that are Girl Scouts. And of course, I thought, well, these are only around once a year.
Yeah.
So I bought 4 boxes of tagalongs. You know, God forbid I don't have enough.
Yes.
And I... hid them. I guess I purposefully hid them for myself.
From yourself? Okay.
Because I found them.
Oh.
Over a year later, and they were several months expired. So
no, I would have ate them anyway.
I put them right in the trash.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Alan and I always argue about food going bad.
It depends on what kind of food it is. A lot of times I will eat it.
I mean, if it's milk, I hope.
No, not a milk. I won't go over a cell date.
Okay, I thought you were going to say, no, I won't throw out a milk. I was like, okay, well, we need to talk.
But I do. I'm definitely like a cockroach. I'll live longer than a lot of people at the end of the world. Because I'll eat things that people would be like, no, what do you do? Dan Tipton gets so mad at me. And then he's like, hilarious. If you get sick, this is your fault.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I know.
I should have at least tried. Because again, like with a cookie, I don't eat crackers often. So if I've actually opened a box of crackers because I put it out with cheese, if we have company, I always put them back in the box. And then I'm not opening that box for like 6 months. And then I try and I'm like, ew.
Oh, it's stale.
Yeah. I just threw it out. I was angry at myself.
Also, I can guarantee you, if I hid something from myself because I was afraid I would consume them too fast, I will remember that before I remember to pick up my child from school.
I really can't believe that I did. I like shoved him like in with our tools and stuff in like a utility mini.
You were like, you'll
pantry.
Never find these here, Jessica.
Yeah, and I didn't. It worked. I will leave on this note with the Girl Scouts. A, I love seeing friends with their children doing that, and that that's something that's still going on for kids. I was never
and
a Girl Scout myself.
And now you can order them online, right?
You can order online, which was very cool because, like, I have a friend who's in Georgia, and her little girl was selling them, and they had a link. I was like, look at the Girl Scouts getting all modern. Each kid had a link and, like, a page with their troop.
Oh.
And you could select the boxes, and I thought, well, I mean, I'll just buy them, and you guys keep them, or I'll buy them and I'll send you money. You can ship it to me. They will ship it to you through mm-hmm. the link. So I'm like, well, that's amazing. If you happen to live under a rock somewhere that doesn't have Girl Scout cookies,
yeah.
But this was something I thought was really cool because, all kidding aside, like you said, a lot of people won't buy it because they're like, I'll eat them all, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I thought this was so cool, and I had never noticed this before. On the web link for the Girl Scouts, you can choose to donate boxes to the troops.
That's so awesome, because I will eat all of
them.
Yeah.
But even if you got one box for yourself or none for yourself and wanted to,
or
for
$4. For yourself and you want to ship the kids one of those boxes.
It's true. But for $4, that's what, I mean, I just bought some at Ralph's and they charged $5. Okay, whatever.
Oh, wait.
I thought it was weird, that's but I didn't want to, I'm like, you know what? It's charitable. Just don't say
don't
anything. But
it.
I wanted to say, well, everybody else's were $4.
Yeah, that's really weird.
Right? I just want to know where that extra dollars going is.
And honestly, if they were like, no, we're young female entrepreneurs and we want to make a buck, I might be like, I respect that.
Yep. I had a lemonade stand so I could go to the roller rink with my own money.
Wow.
Yeah.
I would never take lemonade from a child. All I think about when I see those is how many times do they lick their fingers or snot in that
lemonade? I'll buy it from you,
but I ain't drinking it.
I mean, we just poured like some country time powder into a pitcher of water and called it a
day.
I don't even think it had ice in it.
Yeah, I'm not buying that. But I do like, I run from the Girl Scouts at the grocery store. I get so much anxiety of how much I want the cookies.
Because you feel guilty
how
too.
How much I shouldn't be eating them. How much it's helping them and I should be supporting, but I don't want to. Yeah. But Dan Tipton is the biggest sucker. I can't tell you, at least 3 times a year we have 3
yes.
random chocolate candy bars in the kitchen that he bought from some kid that came up to the door.
Those are the worst.
I'll eat it late at night.
I bought them from my neighbor, but like the generic,
yeah.
I mean, I get Hershey or somebody to make it for you.
I don't care.
This is like,
if it's got a Rice
Palmer's, the company that makes that awful Easter
Palmer's
candy. Do you love it?
No.
I hate Palmer's. No offense, Palmer's.
Used to not be able to, they're not a sponsor of ours. Nobody sponsors us, Jessica. But when I was a kid,
to all the listeners at corporate that work for Palmer's Confections, I'm sorry.
Are they that fancy that they call themselves confectioners? But I didn't notice a difference when I was a kid. But as an adult, I really, really do.
There's no way you didn't. From having like a Palmer's peanut butter.
Yeah,
something,
not the same. It's really not.
Compared to a Reese's.
Mm-mm. I have pretty fancy taste buds. I think we've established that. And even I, so sorry, Palmer's, I'm not a huge fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I just thought of something else. If you don't want to buy the Girl Scout cookies for yourself and you want to support the troops,
mm-hmm.
the Girl Scout troops and mm-hmm. the military troops, you could buy a box and they send that off. Or,
oh my God, what a great idea to send Girl Scout cookies to the military troops.
Yes.
That's sweet. They would love that.
So you can do that again through kids that have a link, which some of my friends that are local, I didn't need to go to their website. I said, I want cookies, and they met me. It was like a drug deal. The dad drove up and handed me the 3 boxes of tagalongs. I ran into my apartment with shame.
You're looking side to side.
It's for real. But also, I just thought about this while we're talking about it. You could also buy a box and then you could donate it to a food pantry.
Oh,
or
God,
something
yeah,
like that.
For sure. Definitely.
So, there's ways for us to support the girls without adding it to our hips.
Exactly.
I just turned into an 80-year-old that wears purple and a red hat.
Okay, well, don't wear purple and red together. Also, you're not any crazier than me because I was like, oh, wouldn't it be cool if I bought a box of Girl Scout cookies and put it in one of those like shelves on the side of the road that's a mobile library where you borrow one and then put one in there, but instead I put a box of cookies. That entire story went through my head while you were talking.
My face is
frozen
right now, but I know you're saying that as a joke, but
it's true.
Somebody that I know just built, instead of the little library like that, built a little pantry. Yes.
GD, somebody took my idea.
He's in LA and he built one, like, totally handmade. I think it's so cute. Aww. I don't want to embarrass him. I won't say his name out loud. I don't know why he'd be embarrassed. I'm really weird about whether I should or shouldn't say people's names. Don't worry. If you write into us, unless we know you personally and you say, yes, it's we are never gonna say mention your name or anything like that. Anyways, this friend, his wife, loved the idea of the little library, so he hand-built her one.
I think
it's on their property. It's at least on their street. So this year, to surprise her for her birthday, he built a little pantry.
That's really awesome.
I love it. And it's like stocked with non-perishables and even like some personal care items and things like that.
Oh, I love that.
I love it too.
That's a good idea for people to steal.
There's an amazing
steal the stuff in because it's for free. I mean, steal the idea in their community to put it in their community.
No, totally.
Yeah, that's really lovely.
It's really cool.
I love that. We snuck in another rave off of my stupid bit.
We did.
I love it. Jessica.
Dana.
I think that's our show.
I think it is.
We want to tell people how to get a hold of us.
On Instagram and Facebook at The Rants and Raves Podcast. Website, therantsandravespodcast.com. You can also check in there for some little fun news and videos as we have them. Email us at therantsandravespodcast@gmail.com. And I'm going to say this quick, short and sweet. Twitter at @raves_the. Guys, thanks for listening.
Thank you so much. You guys have been so supportive to us in these opening weeks, which is really, really a big deal for our numbers and being able to share, just silliness and goodness. People have really been supporting us and writing us, and we love it. We want to hear more from you guys. You are a part of this community with
us.
And I'm really, really excited to see what the future is for this.
Me too.
I think I really have fun with you.
I have a great time with you.
I've had people write in and say, oh, we missed your voice on the air.
And then we heard that dude.
We're glad you have a male co-host now. No, this has been a blast. We love you guys. Please, please, please write in, rate, review us, subscribe, send us your rants, send us your raves. We really want to rave about your community as well.
Yes.
And instead of a point to ponder this week, I just want to give a quick shout out to something that I visited this week and loved because we're all about positivity. Mm-hmm. And this may not be your bag, but I love Flight of the Conchords. They just make me, music makes my heart sing terribly. I'm not a great singer. And then they're also funny on top of it. And they did it was released in 2018, but I just watched it a couple of months ago. It's on HBO Go. You can find it several places, I think. Live in London, Flight of the Conchords. They're amazing musicians. They write these incredibly masterful music pieces and then just have the dumbest lyrics you've ever heard. And it makes me giggle and laugh. And so if you're looking for some giggles and laughs this week, check that out.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's all we got.
Have a great week, everybody.
Bye.